War is delightful to those that had no experience of it. Erasmus. First and foremost, I come from a military family. My grandpa was in World War I. My uncles were in World War II. My dad was in Korea. My cousin was killed in Vietnam. And both my brothers were in the U.S. Army and the United States Air Force. So without a doubt, I honor the American military. But let's be clear here, in righteousness, not in unrighteousness. I honor those that magnify the enumerated laws found within our U.S. Constitution, not those who blindly follow behind corrupt politicians and fight for their unlawful ends. Ever since I can remember, and I'm sure you do as well, corrupt politicians in this country have been at war with other countries. I've seen war after war, decade after decade. For example, we have the Dominican Republic Civil War, the Insurgency of Bolivia War, the Cambodian War, the War in South Zaire, the Lebanese Civil War, the invasion of Grenada, the bombing of Libya, the Tanker War, the invasion of Panama, the Gulf War, the Iraqi no-fly zone enforcement, first intervention in the Somalia Civil War, Bosnian War, the intervention into Haiti, Kosovo War, Operation Infinite Reach, war in Afghanistan, the Iraq War, war in Northwest Pakistan, war in Somalia, Operation Ocean Shield, American-led intervention into Libya, Lord's Resistance Army Insurgency, American-led intervention into Iraq, American-led intervention into Syria, Yemeni Civil War. I wonder if those that were doing their fighting would be fighting at all had they taken the time to know the United States Constitution, which reveals what and who they are fighting for. For the most part, the wars above are unconstitutional and therefore illegal. Did you know that America has been at war 93% of the time since its inception? That is 222 years out of the 242 years since 1776. The United States has been at peace for less than 20 years since its birth. Notice as to whom is doing the fighting. Your grandpas, your fathers, your brothers, your cousins, your neighbors, or perhaps your mothers or sisters or even yourself. Guess who's not doing the fighting? The politicians who are working on the behalf of the special interest groups such as the bankers, the military industrial complex, so on and so forth. In short, those that are responsible for creating the wars. And to be quite frank, I'm sick and tired of the lies. Oh yeah, remember, in every war, truth is always the first casualty. I am sick and tired of the lies thrown on the American people to fight their unconstitutional wars. Who do you think is funding these wars? Well, let me tell you, the American taxpayers are, and then end up profiting from the contrived wars that they themselves created. The very politicians, of course, with the help of the CIA-controlled media, are lying to you on a daily basis. They are the very ones that are accusing and casting into the minds of the American people that the leaders of other countries are dictators, that they are evil and monstrous and must be dealt with or else. And all the while, these same politicians that are pushing for war are hoping that you forget that they are the ones that are, in fact, consistently lying to you on a daily basis. And of course, who will not raise a hand to help in the war that they created and want you to believe it's just a just war. Maybe the American government, we the people, should judge within before judging without. We should first stop in Washington, D.C. This government sends innocent boys over to fight their unconstitutional wars in a third world country, while they themselves are given a pass as they commit the same crimes against Americans here in the homeland. They're nothing short of hypocrites. A test of a Christian character is what he does after he comes to the blockade in the road, and what his attitude is after everything is left him except Jesus. You will never know down here that Christ is all you need until Christ is all you have left. You will never be able to tell the world for sure what he will do in a crisis unless you learn to live in crisis. Lester Roloff. President Franklin Pierce was right when he stated that the storm of frenzy and faction must inevitably dash itself in vain against the unshaken rock of the Constitution. How right he is. President James Knox Polk said, "One great object of the Constitution in conferring upon the president a qualified negative upon the legislation of Congress was to protect minorities from injustice and oppression by majorities."
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker, boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. You guys all remember what George Orwell said back in the 80s. At least I hope you do. And if not, I'll reiterate it for you, okay? He said that there's a political language that's been made, and it's been created to make lies sound truthful, okay? That's what Orwell warned of back in the 80s. There's a political language that's been created to make lies sound truthful. You could find out the truth of the matter, friends, if you just merely go back over to the Constitution. Because what's being played out right now, folks, I don't think anybody's really, really digging deeper than what they're being told right now. Because obviously the good guy's in office right now. That's what we're told, right? Anybody know the, or does anybody recollect the history of the good guys in government in our country, the ones that have been sold to us as the good guys? And I'm talking about in more recent history over like the last 70, 80 years. Did you know that a majority of the damage that's been done to this country has been under the guise of the good guys? Did you guys all know that? I just want to make sure you all understand what's going on. Here, let me show you a prime case and example as far as what is going on right now, because I need to finish some of the stuff that I was going to finish yesterday. And I want you to see it. This dingbat, this airhead, she is the Secretary of the White House, okay? She recently said, "Anyone who dares touch Israel will end up in hell." I agree with that. But what she's making reference to, as I've stated 15 times in the last 3 weeks, that is not the Israel of God. And again, just ask those that created it through the, I want you to cross-check me, the Balfour Declaration. You're going to see the Rothschilds all over this. And I'm going to play some audio for you today, friends, and some video for you today, so we can further solidify the fact that the good guys are causing damage once again. You know, all this stuff that's been going on under Biden, you know, treasonous Joe Biden, who's not been prosecuted yet. Isn't it interesting that when he was in office, he was accused of everything that Donald Trump set up? Okay. And again, neither exists. Just so you know, they're teeing it up for each other. This is pro wrestling at its very worst. I can't reiterate that enough. But do you notice that these bills are all up on the shelf, set up by the administration before them, and then somehow or another they come under the guise of the good guy? What preceded them was the bad guy, but they pick up their bills, and then what they do is they create a problem, and then they come in and play the problem solver, like any other dictatorship, right? A question, is it true what Harry S. Truman warned us of back in the 50s when he said, once a government is committed to the principle of silencing the voice of opposition, it is only one way to go, and that is down the path of increasingly repressive measures until it becomes a source of terror to all its citizens and creates a country where everyone lives in fear. Why do 345 million people put up with this? Why do the 345 million people sit back and allow corruption in the halls of government to take rule over the mass amount, the mob, as they would call it in Roman times? Why is it that the people allow them to dictate? And yet the people, when they see the crimes of the corrupt in the halls of government, they're so distracted by the mainstream media getting the eye off the ball, the responsible party, that they end up fighting each other rather than the person that created the problem. Yet if you look at the Declaration of Independence and you go back to the old past, Jeremiah 6:16, isn't it interesting that when we look at our forefathers and when we again look at that Declaration of Independence, they highlight the crimes of the corrupt in the halls of government that they threw off. And then they said what? Resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. Three quarters of that documentation called the Declaration of Independence is what our forefathers threw off. And it's now what the people in this country, namely their descendants, have taken on. Everything that our forefathers did to ensure our freedom, 2 Corinthians 3:17, they have now taken on. And instead of dealing with the corrupt, which would be a lot easier by laying the axe to the root of the tree, than to deal with the thousand branches of distraction that the mainstream media has us distracted looking at and focused on. I want to show you what happens right now, what happens when you don't pay attention. And just take everything I said over the last 3 minutes, bring it in, and listen to what this guy has to say. Because he's a good guy that's being sold to you by Donald Trump's administration again, okay? He called him America's first patriot. Now, I want you to contemplate the fact that we've been under attack for the last 7 years by our said representative limited government concerning freedom of speech. And that's the first move any dictatorship always takes, is to suppress speech that's true, not untrue. Only the true. Read Revelation 2:17, and those that are doers of the word, not hearers only. I want you to listen to this guy. I want you to listen to the arrogance of this guy. His name is none other than Mr. Do I want to say he's fine? I guess that's his name, is Mr. Fine. And it's pretty crazy. Randy Fine is in Florida's 6th Congressional District special election. And I want you to listen carefully as to what he means to implement. Listen carefully and listen to what he says at the very end.
Without, you know, violating their free speech.
Sure. And again, I would remind you that there's no First Amendment right to conduct. There's a First Amendment right to speech. And the things that we're targeting in the bill are not speech. Again, if someone wants to stand across the street from my house and wave a sign on the sidewalk, they have every right to do that. And this bill won't have anything to do with that.
Nonsense.
It's into conduct. And so the way we're going to approach this.
Look at
is
the arrogance.
A hate crime kicker. So if you project, if you graffiti a building, it is a crime now. But if your motivation is hate, it will be a third degree felony.
It's always been a crime. See, this is what I'm talking about. What is he talking about? It's always been a crime. And notice how it's always leveraged at the people, never the responsible party. It's always leveraged at the people on both sides of the unconstitutional aisle. Now listen to his nonsense where he starts to talk about hate crimes. Listen, all crime is motivated by hate. Laws are already in the books to go ahead and prosecute the likes of those that he's highlighting. So why do they need to go in a little bit further so they can give, I'm giving you the answer, so they can go in and then give you the definition of what they call a hate crime. That is extremely dangerous, and you better bet your bottom dollar, folks, that it's all aimed at you. Just ask the Department of Homeland Security, who has defined you as the domestic terrorist. What direction are they going? Just that direction. We'll be right back. Hello, WPNN 790 AM and 103.7 FM. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Just a quick heads up and invitation. We are coming back to Pensacola to face off with them that didn't want you to hear what it is that they have failed to preach. We're going to be at Sonny's Barbecue, 630 North Navy Boulevard in Pensacola, Florida, Friday, April 25th at 6 p.m., and we hope to see you there.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble. Our churches, our families, we need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Okay.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Let us not be found amongst the common herd, friends. As you are to be the compeers of angels, nay, as you are far higher than they, and one with Christ, and as the precious blood has been your ransom price, walk as becometh saints.
BBSradio.com.
Huh. You guys all do me a favor. If you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do. That is sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to that channel. Also, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page. If you want to call in, please do. Already got a call up there. I'll take you in a second, Jason. 281-845-4704. Also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. Now, I just got one of my friends over from an affiliate out in Colorado telling me that he didn't hear that clip. So I just pulled it up and I want to play the whole clip again. I think it's important for people to understand that the noose is being tightened right now. All of that which has been set up and hidden in the shadows, up on the shelf, if you would prefer, it's all being implemented again. And remember, what they're doing is they're using the domestic insurrection that they're creating to tighten that noose against the people. I want you to also remember that as they're coming up with all of these new laws, as they call them, we've already got laws in the book that all just need to simply be enforced. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. But what they're doing is they're zeroing in on interpretation. as to who they say is responsible for hate. As to, just like they are with the whole Israel thing right now, friends. This whole anti-Semitism thing, they've been doing this for 7 years in this country. First it started with YouTube, then Facebook, then Twitter, now Rumble, and now they're coming in and saying, you know what, yes, matter of fact, here, let me do this. I'm going to play this first. Hey, Jason, just hang on with me. I'm going to go ahead and play this first. Hopefully, you're going to hear it. And then I want you to hear something from Zuckerberg, just so you can understand where this is coming from. Let's see if we can't get Mr. Randy Fine to tell you what he wants to define as hate. Again, remember, folks, he is a Zionist. This is the problem. People aren't paying attention as to who they are. You think that they're all there working for you. No, they are not. And the fact of the matter is he's going to prove it right here once again.
Holding people accountable without, you know, violating.
Can we get that?
Sure. And again, I would remind you that there's no First Amendment right to conduct. There's a First Amendment right to speech. And the things that we're targeting in the bill are not speech.
Again, notice how they're never enforcing the laws against crime within the halls of government, or their enemies, as they would have you believe, concerning the unconstitutional Democratic Party.
So if you project, if you graffiti a building, it is a crime now. But if your motivation is hate, it will be a third degree.
Okay, he just said if you graffiti a building, it's a crime now. No, sir, you're lying. It's always been a crime. What they're trying to do, as I said earlier, friends, they're trying to reinterpret what hate is, just like what the Supreme Court does all day long. Remember when the whole Obamacare complete, folks, that was the enforcement of a communistic system to basically force people to tax. That's what they're trying to do through this whole global warming nonsense. It's all man-made nonsense. But going back to the Obamacare, do you remember when Mr. Roberts came out? Supreme Court Justice, do you remember he came out and he rendered Obamacare? And Obama was supposed to be the bad guy, remember? But remember when he came out and he said, you know what, Obamacare is a tax. He created that out of thin air, friends. But the people went along with it. Now they're forcing you to pay tax on that on top of all the other taxes that you're paying already. And I'm not a tax protester, but I'll tell you what, folks, enough is enough. And what I want you to pay attention to and give it particular notice that these guys are always in a position to accuse the people of crime. And yet all day long, we, the people, are being inundated with the crimes of those that are accusing us of what they are far more guilty of. Now, am I saying that there's a lesser law or a lesser sin? No, not at all. Sin is sin, and sin is the transgression of God's law, Romans 3:20. There's no question about it. And I'm not trying to lower the law. I'm trying to magnify the law. But that's not what these guys are doing. They're coming in trying to play the good guys and say, you know what? Now it's a law. Now it's a law. Now it's a law. You are lying, Randy Fine. And the arrogance on these people sickens me to no end, friends. And then during the end of this said interview, or this press conference, it's interesting. He goes, I never say that this is going to pass, but he said, I can guarantee you that this time it's going to pass. Who's it aimed at, friends? It's aimed at you. They are defining what it is as to who their political opposition is and what it will be defined as to whom they're going to put up with and who they're not going to put up with. They're already doing this. Again, this is under the guise of a good guy right now. And I want you to see this again because this numbskull here, the White House secretary, says anyone who dares touch Israel will end up in hell. You mean like the devil's Israel? I mean, my goodness, how many times have we had to go through this for people to finally understand what's going on? This is not the Israel of God that they're promoting, friends. Period. Period. I'm going to go ahead and take my friend Jason from Indianapolis. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Jason. What say you, my friend?
Hey, how you doing, Bradley?
Good, thank you.
Hey, I just kind of wanted to touch base with you for a minute, man. And just, well, this whole thing about Israel, man, these people are straight-up gangsters, man. People don't realize
that's right.
That the crimes being committed right now and the children and the women that they are killing over there, it's all to steal land.
Yep.
It's absolutely to steal land. And then, you know, I drive around all day. I'm in a truck. I look at the sky. It was clear blue this morning. Now it's a silver haze. They've been spraying us like bugs
yep.
all day long. And now they got whole Israeli, I don't know what it is, some nuclear administrative that is funding Stardust, which I just found out about yesterday, which is basically more chemtrailing. And it's been ramping up very, very heavily here. And they're trying to poison us. They're trying to steal our money. And it's happening, people. If the American people do not wake up, I don't even know what to say anymore. It's like beating a dead horse sometimes. These people, if you get that fluoride stare when you talk to them, I just don't even know what to say, Bradley. And my heart is so just broken over all of this, man. I don't even know what to say anymore.
Well, everybody can feel it, Jason. You're not the only one. People feel something's wrong in the air, but they've been sold this lie that the guy that's in office right now is there for the good of the people, when in fact what he's doing is attacking the people. And the American people are not paying attention to any of this. What they're doing is, again, as I said before, what they want you to do is believe what they say. Don't judge them the way Jesus told you to judge them, Matthew 7:16-20. And that's exactly how they're getting away with it. And the American people, for the most part, know very little of history, because they don't realize that dictators were loved by the people at first, not hated. Not hated, my friend. I'll give you the last
Absolutely.
Word, Jace.
Yep. Man, I'm glad that you are speaking the truth, man, about what's really taking place out here. And I think I just pray to God that eyes start opening and the scales start peeling off of people's eyes, because, man, it's getting ready to get really bad. And we're about to go through a real soul test. I think this COVID thing was the first soul test for people, but I think we're about to go through a really very, very serious soul searching, soul breaking situation here very soon. And I don't even know what to say anymore, Bradley. I just want to say thank you for everything, man. And right now we just need some light in the dark, man. It's getting hard out here.
Amen. Well, you're welcome. Thanks for the call, guy. If the professors in the church understood Ephesians 5:11, we wouldn't be in the predicament that we're in right now. But apparently they don't think it's their job to actually keep God's commandments, his laws, his judgments, and his statutes. No, that's the furthest thing from their minds. They think somehow or another that it's their job to just sit back and say God's going to do what God's going to do. I mean, it's almost like they're a bunch of people that believe that God somehow or another just created them to leave them here so he can play games with them. That's not at all what's happening. The American people have nobody to blame for what's going on in their country right now but themselves. They haven't learned the lesson. Hence, they continuously go around the mountain. Oh, every election cycle, it's the same thing. I want to remind those that are new listening to the show, we just picked up another affiliate in Oregon yesterday. I want you to remember something, friends. You need to understand that there was over 1,300 different presidential candidates that were completely silenced, censored, and suppressed in the face of the last election. You were given the two as options, which in fact are both sides to the same coin. They have the same jersey on. And again, I wish the American people would wake up before, in fact, it's too late. And just like Jason said, you know what? We're really there. Everybody, as I said earlier, we're starting to feel that there's something going on. We can feel it touching us now. And that is Amos 6:3. But the good news is there's people out there that are not putting up with it. We just happen to be a group of those people that are not going to put up with it. I'm going to come right back and I'm going to show you a couple more things that are going on. Folks, the noose is tightening. We better wake up.
Hello, I'm Eric Hollander, award-winning graphic designer and documentarian. I've known Bradley Dean for the better part of 2 decades. And in all that time, I've been a witness to his consistent passion for Jesus Christ, America, its young people, and the veterans who fought to keep us free. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
The annual Wisconsin Christian News Ministry Conference is set for April 4 and 5 in Wausau, Wisconsin. Our theme this year is Revival and Reverence, Returning to God, with some great speakers, including the courageous Pastor Art Pawlowski from Canada, Dr. Ted Brower, Matt Truella, Scott Shera, Pastor Butch Paw, and more. Learn more and get your tickets today at WisconsinChristianNews.com. This is sure to be the highlight of your year.
It's called sowing a thought. Sow a thought and reap an act. Sow an act and reap a habit. Sow a habit and reap a character. Sow a character and reap a destiny. Remember, friends, God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Galatians 6, 7, and 8. Charles Spurgeon rightly stated that no man is perfectly clean till he accepts absolute purity as the standard by which he is to be judged. Interestingly enough, we find in Acts 17:31, it states, because he has appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man, Christ Jesus, whom he hath foreordained. Wherefore he hath given assurance unto all men, and that he hath raised him from the dead. Benjamin Rush was right when he stated, controversy is only dreaded by the advocates of error. Don't ever forget.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Bob the Plumber from IMTV. We've been working with Bradley Dean, done several shows with him, and I really love Bradley. What I love most about him is his knowledge of Scripture. I even asked him a question live on the air one time that would have embarrassed 99% of all people. Bradley knew immediately the answer.
BBSradio.com.
Okay, so I'm going to come back to something I just highlighted, and then I'm going to just spray you with information. (281) 845-4704. If you want to watch us, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com. Again, 281-845-4704. I want to go back to something that Mark Zuckerberg said. Now, I don't feel sorry for this kid at all. Not at all, folks. He's a part of the problem. He's a little pawn on the table of those that he allows to dictate his life, like other people that do. You're the people that call them elitist and they're in control, and the 300 people that sit on some council somewhere, they dictate everything we do. No, you are sadly mistaken. Everything is in my Father's hands. You might want to read that Bible all over again, friends, because you're sadly mistaken. The only people that you're in servitude towards are the ones that you're bent over to. And I'm not saying that in a sadistic way. I'm saying that in a sense that you need to stand up and let them run right down your back and let them know that you're not going to dictate their lives. That's how this all changes. And quit allowing them to dictate with their narrative your lives and what they're going to do next, friends. They're not. It's not like they're following the rule of the Constitution. It's not like they're premised on the Word of God, folks. No, what they're doing right now is they're standing on the side of the synagogue of Satan, as you're going to see. But you're also going to see the people that aren't putting up with it, and you're going to hear it as well. Let's go over to Mark Zuckerberg really quick concerning the censorship that was taking place, which they're trying to double down now on. Just again, think about what I'm telling you. They're not removing the censorship, friends. They're doubling down on it. Before it was, you better not speak out against the vaccinations, which the whole world knows was a complete genocide and a fraud. I don't know of anybody that doesn't know otherwise, other than those that are trying to justify the unjustifiable. But the fact of the matter is, friends, look what they're doing. Now they're going after the anti-Semitism stuff, and it's not even the Jews of the Lord. It's the Zionist hiding behind and masquerading behind them, calling themselves what it is clearly that they are not. You're going to see something on that, and you're going to hear something on that in just a moment. Let's listen to Marky here, friends. By the way, I wanted to say about Mark Zuckerberg, I seen an interview with him one time where he took off his jacket, and it was all elitist nonsense inside of his jacket. He didn't want to take it off. So don't sit there and look at him like he's the victim, okay? If he's the CEO of Facebook, which he's not, he's a pawn, friends, do understand that he has the power to let the world know, especially he's got more power than all of the said government and the federal and state levels. Why did he take those orders without letting people know what, in fact, the said representative government was forcing him to do? Let's listen.
Push that program. They also tried to censor anyone who is basically arguing against it. And they pushed us super hard to take down things that were honestly were true, right? I mean, they basically pushed us and said, you know, anything that says that vaccines might have side effects, you basically need to take down. And I was just like, well, we're not going to do that. Like, we're clearly not going to do that. I mean, that is kind of inarguably
true.
Who
is they? Who's telling
Joe Rogan, by the way, Joe, if you don't know this, folks, I'm going to tell you this right now. Joe Rogan is a gatekeeper. That's why he has all these high profile guests on, because he received $100 million from Rumble because he's confused, and they want him to confuse his listeners. That's why his listeners are confused. I'm not saying that there's not good content in there once in a while, but I am saying he is a doorkeeper on the behalf of the said globalists. No doubt about it.
Take down things that talk about vaccine side effects.
It was people in the Biden administration. I think it was, I wasn't involved in those conversations directly, but I think it was...
How difficult is that to not be involved in those conversations directly?
While they're trying...
Okay, so that was pretty much the gist of that. So you know, he's trying to play the victim. I wanted to get over and play something from yesterday's show that I had to carry over into the second hour. And I want you to listen to this, because what they're trying to do is label people, and they're trying to create laws to shut your mouth if you dare speak out against the synagogue of Satan, the Zionists, okay? And it's nonsense, and it doesn't make any sense. But what's happening, friends, is they not only are they losing the narrative, but it's completely backfiring on them in every sense of the word, because the young people aren't going to have it. And I praise God that they're standing up and doing what the older generation is unwilling to do for themselves. Check this out.
If someone hates me because I'm white, there's no word I can conjure that can be used to mobilize the whole legal and cultural system to defend me. Using the word anti-Semitism...
It only works for those that they want it to work for. Again, because what communists do is they use the law against the law. And it seems like they love to play the victim, and they want you to believe that they're the victim while they hold the shield, and we need to stand up for them. No, folks, the ones that they're advocating for are already lawbreakers. So why is the government working the law against the law and trying to incriminate people that are law abiders? Because that's how you do it. Listen on.
Is a trick. A wolf in sheep's clothing.
That's exactly
Jewish
right.
People are not victims. That this word they've created is now turning against them.
Amen.
They are creating the very thing they fear through their own actions. It always comes down to your actions.
Hey, folks, the history of mankind, truth be told. By the way, if you want to call in, I would love to hear from you. Pro or con, it doesn't matter. Jude 3 and 4, 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. I'm really surprised that nobody's in the contrary concerning the content that I'm highlighting right now, which I believe speaks volumes to the truth of the matter in highlighting this content. You guys all know this guy, Mr. Segs, the defense secretary, right? You know that he was busted several times in an adulterated relationship. You're going to find the same thing with almost everyone on this cabinet with Donald Trump. They've been married 3, 4, 5 times. They're adulterers. They're liars. They're thieves. I mean, we talked about Paula White the other day. She's been married 3 times. Donald Trump's been married 3 times. I mean, the list goes on. Hey, let me just put this into perspective for you, especially those that call themselves Christians, real quick. The Bible says that you're supposed to love the Lord your God with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. How are they to love their brother as themselves if they don't love the Lord thy God with their whole heart, mind, soul, and strength? Matthew 22:37. How are they going to love you according to the way that God loves you if they don't love God that way? And let me ask you the question. How is it that they're going to be faithful to their country if they can't be faithful to their wives? How are they going to be faithful, going up the flagpole, how are they going to be faithful to their wives if they're not faithful to God? You see how this works? And it shows you exactly what they're advocating for, folks. I'm here to tell you Acts 17:31 tells us who the standard is, and it's definitely not a bunch of scoundrels in government trying to disguise themselves as being the good guys. Read 2 Corinthians 11:14-15. Let's go over to OPD really quick, and you tell me how it's faring for them, because, folks, this is another piece that they're trying to censor from the American people. They don't want you to hear that these people are being protested against concerning the narratives and the lies and the wars that they're trying to contrive right now. Just like I highlighted yesterday that Judas left Luke 22:48, Marco Rubio. And we've known that for a long time, but check this out.
Not only that, you are a Christian Zionist.
This is a veteran.
And you support the war.
Okay, he just said you're a said Christian Zionist. There's no such thing. I want to make clear there is no such thing. There is no such thing as a Christian Zionist. There is no yin and yang here, okay? It's not like half devil and half Christ and they're just going to walk together. No. Matter of fact, Amos 3:3 tells us, how can two walk together lest they be agreed? The Lord continuously, from Genesis to the book of Revelation, continuously tells us to come out from among them, not to partake with them. Okay, so let's go back to Mr. Petey here and tell me how it's faring. I wanted to let you know that if you're listening to us via one of our radio affiliates right now, do understand that this is a hearing with the defense secretary, unqualified, of course. That's what makes them scoundrels. But what's interesting, it's not just going the way that the mainstream media and Fox News is trying to tell you that it's going. No, people are protesting. That just happened to be a veteran of war that stood up against Pete and called him out for exactly who he is. Was Pete removed for trying to create a war? Or was the veteran for calling him out for wanting to create the war? See, Americans, you have it completely backwards, Isaiah 5:20. Let's go on here.
Gaza by the Zionists.
He's calling him a Zionist, friends. He's exactly right.
I want to thank the authorities.
Okay, so now he's walking right now, and he's continuously trying... Now listen to this
neutrality,
one.
Neutrality, meritocracy, warfighting, accountability, and
senators,
readiness.
Hey, corrupt senators, when are you going to stop bombing babies in Gaza?
This is another veteran, friends.
Committing suicide and are homeless. My father, a veteran, committed suicide.
See? But folks, but again, I want to make clear that you understand this. As the noose is being tightened, it's being tightened against the people that are trying to make you aware of the crimes that are being committed. Okay, again, you got to pay attention to what's going on. If you think this fight of faith is not with a fight or goes with a fight, I got news for you. You better read your Bible again, friends, because there's nothing when it comes to freedom in this life that was not first a person, whereas to a person did not have to sacrifice themselves to give it to you at the expense of their life. Read John 15:13. But why is this all being censored from the American people? Because they want you to believe that everybody's going along with it. That's how they deceive the people. They just want you to believe, no, everybody's going along. Everybody's going hand in glove. We all approve of this. That's how the media gets away with what they get away with, friends, when the opposite is true. And what are they saying? Another veteran, you're bombing children in Gaza. They're responsible for war crimes. Why won't the people in this country stand up against that? I'll tell you another thing that they're going to be pushing for, and I highlighted this yesterday, and hopefully I'll hit it a little bit during the last segment. They are pushing for another war right now. And guess who's going to go, friends? They're going to call on your kids to fight another unconstitutional war. You know, again, the Americans have forgotten their history. When our forefathers called for a war, they went. Now they just send your kids to do it for them as they take more and more incrementally, geographically, on a worldwide basis. We'll be right back. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSradio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic, without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life: books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today. Hello, WPNN 790 AM and 103.7 FM. This is Bradley Dean from the sonsoflibertyradio.com. Just a quick heads up and invitation. We are coming back to Pensacola to face off with them that didn't want you to hear what it is that they have failed to preach. We're going to be at Sonny's Barbecue, 630 North Navy Boulevard, in Pensacola, Florida, Friday, April 25th at 6 p.m., and we hope to see you there. Let us not be found amongst the common herd, friends, as you are to be the compeers of angels. Nay, as you are far higher than they, and one with Christ, and as the precious blood has been your ransom price, walk as becometh saints. What are your thoughts, guys? Wanted to let you know apparently it got to somebody over in Washington State, but we've been asked to come and do an event there. And ironically, we just got picked up by another radio station in Washington. And actually, that was Oregon, forgive me. But in Washington State, like I said, somebody must have apparently got it back to his ears, because he called yesterday and said, hey, someone's going to be getting a hold of you. Well, guys, listen, we got dates up on the board right now, and we always operate in a three-month window. Right now, we're going to be at Sonny's Barbecue in Pensacola, Florida. We're also going to be in, and I always get this name, Daytona Beach. We're going to be doing an event up there with some friends, and looking forward to that one as well. Also have an event set up in Minneapolis. Also one coming up in, the Minnesota State Fair. That'll be a 12-day event. But in the meantime, folks, between now and the three-month window, we got one more opening. So if you'd like to have us be a part of one of your events, I'm waiting on KHNC to get their feet on the ground, because we're looking forward to doing an event there. My friend Jason over there has been fantastic. He's a keeper of his word. And in the process, we know that we've been over there for 10 years. And he just brought us back on live. And I said, Jason, we got to do an event. Those people reach out to me constantly. And so hopefully we'll be setting something up there as well. But folks, just wanted to let you know that this is a ministry that has been doing since day one. Doing, okay? We're showing the world our faith by our works. Okay, and that is a demonstration of love, 1 John 3:18 as well. So anyways, I got a lot to show you. Check out our schedule. Also check out the store, folks. I'm not highlighting and writing these books, so I can continuously tell you, you got to check these books out. I'm telling you, this book right here, I hope it doesn't go down in history as, oh, we should have read that book before it went down the way that it did, because this is one of those books that's Prevention is Better Than Cure. It's called Children of the Apostate, and it's exactly what you're up against right now in this country. But prevention is better than cure, and that's why the book was written. Your orders will go out first thing in the morning, and you will have your orders within 2 to 3 days. I say the USPS says 3 to 5 days, okay? But you'll get your orders, and I trust that you're going to love what you're going to read. Super simple to understand, super simple to read, okay? And it's vitally important. It's imperative. It's pertinent information, to say the least. Let me go on, because I got about 8 minutes left here. I want to go on, and I want you to listen to what this guy has to say again, because if there's been any opposition to the truth that we've been highlighting here, I know Rick Wiles is telling people. Matter of fact, it's becoming pretty prevalent online right now, especially among the young people that are calling out this modern-day Israel, the Rothschilds Israel, as calling it out for what it is. And this guy's going to come into play right now, and he's going to give you a real short download as to the truth of the matter concerning the same thing that I'm trying to convey to you right now. And this is, again, becoming prevalent. They've lost the narrative. It's gone, friends. Now they're going to come in through force and try to shut down and deport anybody that stands against their totalitarian or authoritarian measures.
Christian desire for reconciliation with the Jewish people has morphed into support for a racist, anachronistic ideology and political program that has hijacked Judaism, put the continued existence of Christians in the Holy Land at risk, continues to fuel global conflict, and basically has produced one of the most egregious, long-standing violations of human rights in the world today.
You guys hearing this?
This is really about theology. Now, there's another reason, and that is Christians talk about the need to honor the deep Jewish commitment to the land. But as a Jew, I have to consider the distinction between loving a land and claiming it as my identity and my birthright. When you claim a superior right to a territory that's shared by with others, whether that claim is made on religious grounds or political grounds, you head straight for disaster, which is exactly where the Jewish people are headed today. Don't confuse reconciling with the Jewish people with the movement and the cause for justice in the Holy Land. If what we do or what we say can even be perceived as anti-Semitic, we have to back off. We can't do it. It will disrupt the relationships that we've tried to build, and it's not Christian. Well, I think we know what's Christian, and it does not mean supporting the Jews in doing something that's not Jewish. What does the Bible mean by...
Did you hear what he said? It doesn't mean that you support something that, you know, he said the Jews, but they're not Jewish. This is coming from a Jew, and he's telling you to make distinction as to who it is that you're supposed to get behind. And he's telling you it's not who they claim to be. That's all you have to do is judge them by their fruit. Again, Mylakowski, you know him as Benjamin Netanyahu. He's a war criminal, folks. I mean, you know what? What's awesome about this is even some of the controlled operatives are breaking ranks with the control of their handlers, and they're saying, no, we're not going to support this. We're not going to back this. This will be the end of America if we don't pay attention to the details. That's what's going on here, friends, and this is the importance of having the information disseminated to the people so they can judge and decide for themselves according to who we are, not what it is that they want us to be. Let's listen to the rest of this.
Promised land. How has the term been hijacked and used for various political reasons when maybe that is not the significance of the texts at all? Ancient Israel is often confused with modern Israel.
Did you hear that? Okay, so he said, I love this. He said, you can't confuse modern history with Israel in the Israel in the Bible. He said they are not here. Look at this on social media platforms. I'll read it for you. Radio listeners. He said they are not the same. Okay. They are not the same. He's telling us. And he is a Jewish theologian. Why is he telling us this, friends? Because he's trying to get us to open up our ears concerning the truth of the matter. And again, if we don't want to listen to that, we're going to get in trouble. Okay, let me highlight one more thing here, and I have no idea what may be going on, but maybe we need to readjust for tomorrow. Let me go ahead and do this. I'll play something for you tomorrow because it seems like there's some technical issue going on with one of our affiliates right now. It's not playing the audio, but yet I tested it on our social media platform and I could hear it fine. So we'll figure that out after today and we'll get it set and fixed for you tomorrow. But I'm going to highlight this next individual tomorrow for you, okay? And what he is saying is, what's the social media's role in unraveling this, what they call the Israel narrative? And he just rips it apart. The only people that are going along with this right now are those that aren't taking the time to know the difference, okay? I'm going to say this real quick. Folks, it's not the Israel of God. Clearly, okay? You're being lied to. And again, remember now, folks, it's not about making America great again. It's about making Israel great again. And let me remind you of one more thing, if you don't mind. And I said this yesterday, and I want to say it again. Do you know that your national deficit, is almost $36 trillion? Do you know how much money has been sent to modern-day Israel? $36 trillion. You're being driven into the ground, friends. For those that are from them that are trying to create war, just ask them. You don't have to listen to me, but I'm here to tell you, if that's where it goes, don't send your kids, because it's another unconstitutional war that they are creating. Let me show you a little history real quick so you can understand. This is Hermann Göring, okay? He was a part of the Third Reich, and during the Nuremberg trials, he said, naturally, the common people don't want war, neither in Russia, nor in England, nor in America, nor for that matter in Germany. He said, that's understood. But the people, listen carefully how they manipulate you people, but the people can always be brought to the bidding of the leaders. Okay, we don't have leaders in this country. We have representatives. But he said they can always be brought to the bidding of the leaders. He said, that's easy. All you have to do is to tell them is that they are being attacked and denounce the pacifists, those that don't go along with them, for their lack of patriotism and exposing the country to danger. In other words, accuse those that don't go along with you as being those that are not patriots. Sound familiar, friends? Remember when criminal George W. Bush in the 2000 said after 2001, September 11th, he said, either you're for us or you're against us. And what did he do? He led the people right into a war against an innocent nation where they made $34 billion and killed 1 million innocent Iraqis. Hey, folks, you better be on the side of the Lord when you live your life, because he is not impartial, and nor are we to be impartial in judgment. Let me give you another quote here. This is by Smedley Butler. Smedley Butler was the highest decorated Marine that we've ever had in this country. He said, war is just a racket. A racket is best described, I believe, as something that is not what it seems to the majority of people. Only a small inside group knows what it's about. It is conducted for the benefit of the very few at the expense of the masses. Are you listening? Do you remember, I said this again yesterday as well, do you remember that Henry Kissinger, Jew of the synagogue of Satan, Revelation 3:9, do you remember when he said, and I'm going to end it with this, You remember when he said that our military men are just dumb, stupid animals only to be used as political pawns. Have you had enough, Americans? Let the bad guys pay the price rather than the innocent. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See ya.